Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, America. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and this is going to be very Straight Talk on Health today. A beautiful Saturday to you. Thank you for listening to the show. Let's get to it. Blockbusters. We're always thinking in terms of the big things. A lot of how people approach their health revolves around the massive shift that they imagine in their mind that they need to take towards a healing. So you've got to do it all. You've finally gotten to that place where you can't function anymore. You're not sick, you don't have a disease, but you can barely roll out of bed, make it to work, and make it back to dinner. That's where a lot of us find ourselves each year. And our first impulse is the overhaul, the major step, the big change, the expensive change, the painful change, the change that's going to atone you for all your nutritional sins. And this show today is about how you're not supposed to do that, because it doesn't work. For most of you, it does not work. We replace one form of torture with another form of torture. So I want to give you guys a perspective today about your health journey. Your return back to health can be about mastery in a step-by-step, easy-to-follow formula, as long as you don't do what you always do, beat yourself up along the way. If we could just slow it down and understand that health is a pot. It's an empty pot, and each day you throw a penny in, just a penny, not a dollar, not $10, not second mortgaging your house to fix your teeth, just little things. And if you keep doing that, just like people who save pennies and end up with $1 million for their retirement, you will accumulate health. That's the opposite of the way a lot of us go at it, because it's not sensational. Americans want sensational, instant gratification. It's part of human nature. It's what it is to be American. We want it now. We want it bigger. We want it better. We want it faster. It doesn't work for a lot of people. For some of you, no problem. But for lots of you, it's a pipe dream. It's why you spin. It's why you go up and down. So, first rule, big mistake to overdo. If you are at the point where you're frozen. Now, what do I mean by frozen? I mean, nobody told you you're going to die. Nobody told you you have a disease. You just don't feel well. And even though your yearly physical tells you you're just fine, you know inside yourself something's wrong, because your body can't move anymore. You pick yourself up with all your inherent strength. You roll out of bed. You get to the breakfast table. You schlep out of your house. You collapse into the car. You just about have enough energy to put your foot on the gas pedal. You park hopefully as close to your office as you can. You roll out of your car. You sit down in your big chair, and you pray that you get through the day, and nobody notices how bad you feel, especially your clients. Is that you? I think so, for many of us. What do you do then? You're going to take this lesson today in the next 56 minutes. And then you're going to listen to it again on my archive on straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, straighttalk.cc, we have 62 hours of archived shows. I don't know what I haven't covered now over a year and a half. I think we've just got about every imaginable concern. You've got 1 hour of stuff you're going to have to listen to again and a third time. It's not complicated. It's just that I put a lot into 60 Minutes, as you all know. Okay, first thought for you. If it applies to you, one more hour of sleep. One more hour. If you're sleeping four, sleep five. If you're sleeping five, sleep six. Cut something out to get to bed 1 hour early, or cut something out to get up 1 hour later. I didn't say 2 hours. I didn't say go from four to six. I didn't say go from five to eight. I didn't say throw your husband out of bed. I didn't say sell your dog. I didn't say neglect your children. I simply said one more hour. If in the morning, when you awaken, you get that impulse to stay in bed one more hour. Sleep is everything. If you were to ask me, after 20 years of clinical experience with people, the two most important determinants of your health, one is sleep, and the other one is your spiritual life. Are you good to yourself? Are you fighting God? Are you holding on to your pain? But let's forget about the pain stuff. Sleep. It's bigger than you think, and it accumulates. It bioaccumulates in a negative way if you're not getting it consistently. Men, up to pee-pee each night, 2 to 3 times, because the prostate is in bad shape. Ladies, after that bladder prolapses because you don't have a uterus, or 3 to 4 children have created scars like episiotomies and cesareans that are reflexing into the bladder and keeping you up 2 to 3 times a night. You're not getting your sleep. Just fix the sleep. Don't save your money until you have $500,000 to lay down on your health. Don't wait till retirement. Don't say, I've got to do the overhaul. Just fix the sleep. So if you're urinating too much, get it fixed. You've got QRA practitioners. You've got great people in holistic health. You've got great books on this. Give it a shot so you fix your sleep problem. And if you don't have the urination problem, like most of you who don't, just sleep one more hour. All right, there's the first pearl. Number two, sugar. I'm going to cut out sugar completely. No, you're not. What planet are you on? You're not doing this. I'm always there watching, and I know you're not. You hide your candies and your pastries, and you've got your little habits all carved out, your little secret life. Well, you know what? Enjoy your little secret life. But when you have to take a step, start cutting out the sugar, but once a day. If you're on 6 cans of Coke a day, cut to 5. If you're on 5, cut to 4. If you have to get up and have that croissant with coffee and sugar, continue to do it. In the afternoon, skip it. Skip the dessert. If you can't skip the dessert, order 3 desserts at the restaurant. Order 3, not 1. Take a bite out of the most tasty one to you and let everybody else get fat and eat the dessert. You understand? Go into a 7-Eleven on the way home from work when you're flipping out because your job is on the line, or you're going through a divorce, or your kids made you upset. Go in there and buy everything you want. Take one bite out of it and throw it out. Yeah, that's right. I did say that. Waste sugar. Send it away. Give it to somebody. Do you understand the mentality? The mentality is, I'm coming home from work. I'm not happy about some emotional issue. I'm about to eat comfort food. So I'm going to stop at Jack in the Box. I'm going to stop at Pizza Hut. I'm going to stop at Domino's. I'm going to stop at 7-Eleven. I'm going to stop wherever I'm going to stop. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to buy a box of donuts. And once I eat one, I'm going to be so angry at myself that I'm going to eat the whole box plus a couple of cans of Coke, etc. Don't do that. Give yourself the freedom, give yourself the humanness of going in and doing that, and then Have one donut and throw the rest in the garbage. That's right. That will work for you. Some of you are in that place. What's your alternative? Oh, that's absurd what I just said. You know what's absurd? I'll tell you what's absurd. Every single week, you have a flip out. And you don't tell anybody about it. And so what you do is you eat that box of donuts. That's absurd. You like pizza? Pull the cheese off the pizza, wrap it around the fork, bite the crust, and throw out the rest. When you have your moment of panic, when you have your moment of humanness, minimize the damage. Don't become totalitarian. Don't become your own worst dictator. Don't make your life worse because of your guilt and shame complex. Let's keep going. NutraSweet. Those of you who watch your waistlines, those of you who understand the perils of sugar, who are so willing to down the Diet Cokes, because then at least you don't get the sugar. Please don't do that. You're not helping yourself. You're frying your brain. NutraSweet, saccharin, I mean, remember Diet Tab? Some of you are old enough to remember Tab. That was the first NutraSweet we had. That was saccharin. Every year in New York City, they have the NutraSweet Council, scientists from all over the world who are being funded by their various agencies in government to discover, detect, and to publish on the perils of NutraSweet. Have no arguments at these conventions. It is rat poison. If you are doing diet soda to keep your waist down, please get fat right away. I'll repeat that. If you're doing diet soda, NutraSweet, because you think that's clever, don't. You are guaranteeing yourself an early case of Alzheimer's. This stuff is bad beyond bad beyond bad. It's rat poison. It's at the top of the list. You should spray Raid in your hair before you drink NutraSweet. That's how bad this stuff is. The research is out there. So, once again, sugar's bad. I know it, so I do Diet Coke. First of all, we don't even know if you'll not gain weight on that kind of stuff. We don't even know that the zero caloric content of a can of NutraSweet really ensures you any benefit to weight loss. That's been challenged. I don't know if it's true, but it's been challenged. Aspartame, so on and so forth. All right, you're smoking cigarettes. You got a cigarette habit. You know, one of the biggest mistakes you make in nutrition as a doctor is to sit there. I rarely have made this mistake. I picked it up early on. Don't tell someone that smokes that they shouldn't smoke. All right, that's not a good idea. People who smoke know smoking is not good for them. And when they pay you good money for counsel, and the first thing you tell them is don't smoke cigarettes. All right, you're making a boo-boo. What they're looking for is a plan. That's what they're looking for. And here's one plan for you people that just can't get off that last three or four cigarettes a day. Get fat. That's right. Get fat. Go out and eat garbage food. The worst imaginable if you want. Because this is like war. Health sometimes is like a war. And you've got, as the general, to make the cost-cutting decisions. Choose the lesser of two evils. It's negotiation. It's really getting real with yourself about what you can do. So that person that walks in and says, I'm giving up cigarettes, I'm giving up soda, I'm going on a diet, I just hired a trainer, I'm doing the whole overhaul. You have about a 0% success rate with that type of approach. And anybody that tells you differently is either lying or grossly exaggerating. So if you're on the cigarette, there can be nothing worse for you. Cigarettes and NutraSweet, way up there as rat poisons. And you need to get off the cigarette. Let yourself get fat. Let yourself engage in whatever legal vice, whether it's an extra glass of wine, it's an extra glass of scotch, whatever it might be, give yourself that freedom as long as you get off those cigarettes. When you get off those cigarettes, you're going to flip. Those drugs, that nicotine in your body is a high. It's gone into the synapses of your brain to allow you to, in some weird way, get through your day. And if you're addicted to that, and you know what it's like to be addicted to that, if you are, it's a challenge. So be good to yourself. Give yourself an opportunity to do two bad things if you're willing to give up cigarettes, as long as they're legal. So drink more booze. Eat worse food. Get fat. Do what you have to do, but get off cigarettes. Different approach, huh? It's an approach that's more realistic. I assure you, if you do this, you've got a higher chance of changing your life. Because this is who you really are. Now, if you're on marijuana, which of course you shouldn't be because it's illegal, but however that's working for you, to get off the marijuana, let yourself get fat. If you have to get off some sort of drug, if you're on antidepressant drugs, when you come off those things, the detox is enormous. So never come off them quickly. Very difficult to do that. It can be suicidal to do that. Do it under medical supervision. But you're trying to watch your waistline. You're trying not to have that extra glass of wine. You're making all sorts of totalitarian concessions. In addition to giving up your Prozac, your Wellbutrin, these drugs are demonic. The hold that they have on you is so strong. We don't even have a clue about the long-term effects. We only know they deeply change the way you see your world. So give yourself an extra cookie. Buy the pint of Häagen-Dazs and add all the syrup. Numb yourself out at night, but get off the antidepressant. Now, alcohol. People always say, can I have a glass of wine? And usually that means, can I have two glasses of wine? But they ask for one. So you got to get real with them on that, and you have to get real with yourself. There's a certain point where that booze after work, that alcohol, gets to a number that starts to put you into that category of alcoholic. My advice to you, do not listen to that nonsense that a glass of wine or two glasses of wine or a good strong scotch after work because you need it makes you an alcoholic. All right? If you're in AA and you can't touch booze at all, I am not referring to you. But if you have never had a problem with alcohol, and you just find a glass or two after work, after dinner, whatever it might be, functional in your life, like you work just as well, like you're just as nice as you normally are, like it's just a good way to cut the stress, keep doing it. My advice to you is do it organically. My advice to you is buy better stuff. Don't drink hooch. If you're going to have a scotch, if you're going to have two scotches, Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, Blue Label, go for the best. The hooch has more chemical byproduct. The hooch is harder on your liver. Try to stay away from gin. Gin fell out. Gin was a Humphrey Bogart era. I don't think anybody does gin anymore. Lots of people go for vodka. There are as many grades of vodka as there are stars in the universe. Drink the cleanest, easiest, highest-end vodka you can find. I don't personally care for vodka at all. But I can talk to you about tequila. And I can tell you that a 3-year to a 5-year blend of a tequila is a very smooth stimulant. It's an upper. It brings up the mood. All alcohol is an antidepressant. Rather, all alcohol is a depressant, with the exception of some alcohols. And one of them is tequila, a very high-grade tequila. If you have to do that because you're divorced and you're raising three kids, if you have to do that to keep yourself off a cigarette, if you have to do that because otherwise you're going to eat emotionally and you're going to gain 30, 40, 50 pounds unnecessarily, find organic, high-grade wine if you like wine. Find a high-grade alcohol if you like a high-grade alcohol and give yourself that freedom because that's reality because it's stupid to kid yourself about how you're not doing it. You're going to find a way to destroy yourself no matter what. Destroy yourself intelligently. As you dig yourself out of the frying pan, don't jump into the fire. Compromise. Next one. This is an easy one. This is a non-controversial one. One day a week, don't eat. Just one day a week, don't eat. If you're in that place where you simply have gotten to a level of toxicity from neglect, from abuse, from any one of these things that we've discussed, one day a week, just drink liquids, water. If you're relatively strong, if you're relatively healthy, if you're relatively disciplined, if you're relatively busy, best way not to eat is have something to do. Go to Disney World and don't eat or eat very lightly. Try to push the body to where it can exist on less food, if not no food, one day a week. And if Disneyland is just too much for you not to eat and enjoy, then simply go on a hike. Stay out in nature. Go to a waterfall. Just stay home and lounge around. But give yourself an opportunity to experience an entire day with no food. Give yourself that pleasure. Because once you deny yourself food, you soothe the digestive system. And so your body recruits that extra energy that you save because you didn't have to expend it on inflammatory-inducing food usually. And your body will make you allow you to feel a little bit better. If you can do that, if you can't, fast one day a week, skip one meal a day. Just one day a week, skip one meal. Or how about 7 days a week, go after eliminating dinner. How about a light breakfast, a heavy lunch, and a liquid dinner. A light breakfast, a heavy lunch, and a liquid dinner. Now, there's an option. Who could not handle that option? Again, if you're in a disease state, my advice to you is get under supervision. I do this show. I talk to the chronically ill all day long, in and out for 20 years. So if you're in a disease state, you may have to attenuate some of these suggestions, but lots of you are not. Lots of you are good Americans who have just eaten American junk too long. You're too busy. You're too concerned and too involved with what it takes to survive, potentially prosper. And you've had enough health to put health at the bottom of the list of the priorities. If that's you, this show especially is for you. So you know what? A light breakfast, a heavy lunch, and a liquid dinner. Three poached eggs and some salsa. At lunch, hit it hard. Good organic, grass-fed, whatever quality control goes into the animal protein you put into your body at lunch. When your enzymatic abilities at lunch are peaking, when your digestive strengths are peaking at lunch, and then towards dinner, when you're hopefully toning down for a good night's sleep, do the liquid dinner. Or skip dinner. Or just make an understanding with yourself that whatever vice you generally indulge in at dinner, don't do it. Cut out dessert at dinner. This is not interesting to a lot of people because they want to see it happen immediately. And so really what this show today is about is tempering that tendency in you to want the blockbuster. It's exciting to want the blockbuster. We get it. But I can tell you statistically, it doesn't work long term. Here's another one. Chew your food to the pulp. Now, if you can't do that, you don't want to do anything then. Taking enough time to chew your food. In addition to which, if you're starting to lose teeth and you don't have dental care sufficient to allow you to get a good mastication of your food, fix that now. Do not exist long term when you're incapable of chewing your food. There are so many bad things that will happen. You will twist your brain if you can't chew your food symmetrically. Chewing your food correctly requires teeth so that the force vectors on the food are symmetrical. Once they're asymmetrical, there is an asymmetrical line of tension, torque, that goes up through the maxilla bones, into the sphenoid, into the pituitary, into the hypothalamus, into the pineal, into the dura of the brain, and you will throw off your head by an asymmetrical bite. Think of the enormous force as you chew upon the food as you masticate, and think about that as asymmetrical or unstable. And if that's you, fix it. So the one thing you did for 2012 is fix the way you chew. And so you got your chewing back, and now you chew your food. I mean, think about this. The money you spend on digestive enzymes, the attention we give to digestion and to infections in the alimentary canal, and this and that and the other thing, and the easiest score on the block is to take that steak and chew it to a pulp. Take a rare piece of organic grass-fed bison and make sure it is thoroughly masticated as you swallow. That costs nothing, and it gives you way more than all the money you could spend on your health. Think about that. Chew your food, and if you can't, fix your teeth so you can chew your food. Those of you who are vegan, those of you who are vegetarian, those of you who live in gross protein deficiency, those of you who think you're getting your amino acids from your rice and beans, please, please reconsider that perception. It is going to die eventually, I guarantee you, just as the China study is going to disappear, just as many of these myopic viewpoints that don't come from good clinical experience, they come from theoretical nonsense. You're going to find that we're going to need to admit to ourselves we have to come back to animal protein. And if you're not doing that, add it in. Woman in a couple of weeks ago, classic vegetarian, vegan, the whole life, into all the books, all the intelligent vegetarianism, and she's in there crying because her skin is sagging and she's only 50 years old. Doctor, my skin is sagging. What can I do? I've done everything. Doctor, everything I've done to stop this sagging. I'm aging prematurely. She's bringing in about 20 grams of protein a day, and it's not complete protein. It doesn't have all 8 essential amino acids. So it's rate limiting her ability to build the collagen for the skin. And guess what, guys? Ladies, you're not going to like this. Your brain doesn't care about your sagging skin. It is going to imbue your organ systems with structure before it cares about your skin or your sex life. And gentlemen, your erections are not important to your brain. So guys, you got to understand, the minute you go into deficiency, this is the irony of it. The minute you go into deficiency in your amino acid content, in the energetics of your food, those of you who think that protein powders suffice for raw fertile eggs and organic grass-fed bison, please, as a supplement to it occasionally, okay. As to constitute that liquid meal, do your whey protein and you know where to get the best. But the point to you is, if you think you're going to replace meat, animal protein, with powders, forget it. It doesn't work. I guarantee you it doesn't work. The irony is, when you go into deficiency, your body will make an intelligent, godly, prioritized decision as to what you need to pump into your body. Which systems get priority is not up to you. And the last system that's going to get to priority is your sex life and your aesthetics. So those of you who find that you can't build muscle mass, those of you who find that your skin is sagging inappropriately, those of you who find that you seem to be aging at an accelerated rate and you're not eating enough animal protein, think again. All right, let's keep rocking. Exercise. Right, you're going to join that gym. You're going to get out there on the track. You're going to remember when you were 18 years old or you were the track star in college. You're going to just bust it out. And it's summer and it's bikini season. You're just going to bust it out. And you'll last about a week. Why are you doing that? How about this one? Find in nature, hopefully close to your house, a hill. I mean, California's filled with mountain ranges. Bring your loved one to the mountain range, and twice a week, three times a week, every other day, not every day, every other day, walk uphill. I didn't say do that quackaroo speed walk on the track. I think that's a ridiculous American habit, this speed walking thing. I think it looks stupid, and I think it is. Animals don't do it. Animals walk, and all of a sudden, they trot. Wow. What a statement. Check it out. Take a look at your average animal, your horse, your dog, your cat. They walk beautifully in alignment, in coordination with nature, and then they walk a little faster. Before they start looking stupid, all right, they're in a trot, and then they take off at amazing speed. But they don't speed walk. Where did we get speed walking from? It is a biomechanically ridiculous thing to do. And if it works for you, pardon me, I didn't mean to say what I just said. If anything works for you, don't let anybody, especially me, take it away from you. But understand, speed walking is biomechanically unsound. It doesn't work, and we can't get into that. But this is straighttalk.cc. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to my archives. I've got two shows on exercise, giving you insights you cannot hear anywhere else, I guarantee you. What are you supposed to do for exercise if you're locked in your joints, if you can't get out of bed, if you're just at the point where you might even have a dream about getting outdoors? Walk on flat in nature. Graduate yourself to the hill if you're strong enough. And what I was really getting at is uphill. The hill is the key. Take that 30-minute walk up the hill and have your loved one drive the car to the top and drive you back down. Uphill. Uphill is biomechanically sound, about a 5 to 10 to 12% grade. So not straight up and not a little bit up, just enough to put low force on the joints and a stress to the cardiovascular system. Uphill walking at about a 5 to a 9% grade is fantastic. It is biomechanically sound. You're in nature. Beautiful nature. Not in the basement of your apartment next to the clothes dryer, sucking in the fumes and the asbestos from the dryer in the other room under a fluorescent light with mirrors so you can look at the mirrors and then you look green and purple. And you realize you don't look as good as you thought you did. So the whole thing turns into some depressing experience. And then, since it's so depressing, you put your headphones on and you listen to music instead of listening to your body. Dumb. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say it, but it's not you. You just don't know. But it's stupid to do that. But then again, if that's all you can do, it's the best thing you can do, so do it. But understand that if you can get to nature and get up the hill, you're way ahead of the game. Okay? You have a discipline issue. You've been telling yourself you're going to get to the gym for a year, and you're still not there. For some reason, no matter what you do, you can't make it. Hire a trainer. Hire a big, strong, disciplined, totalitarian sort of a trainer, or hire whoever you want, but make a contract 2 days a week with a sports trainer. So you have to be held accountable. It works. if you can afford it, if your life is just so crazy busy that it's so easy to stay at that computer, believe me, I know. You get up in the morning, you make that terrible mistake of looking at the computer, and that's it. You are sucked in to the electronic vortex for the rest of your day. And before you know it, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then why do it? When you have a trainer, you have structure. At least you have that covered. If you do that 2 days a week, 2 will become 4. So there's another little ditty, along with massage. A lot of us don't remember what it was like not to have stress. We were young and free, and then we got out of college, and then we got married, and then we actually thought about making a life. And before we knew it, there were mouths to feed. And then you were 30, and then you were 50, and then you were 60. And then you started to see your friends die. And then you said to yourself, oh my, where did my life go? And that was the last time you knew what it was like not to have stress when you were in high school before all of this started. Make yourself get a relationship with a massage therapist. Every 2 weeks, just do it. Get it to where it means something. Get it to where you end that massage saying in tears, now I remember who I was. Do that. Every 2 weeks, once a month, just get that experience in and cultivate it until it hits critical mass, until you get up and say, now I remember who I was. Just do that. Or do this. Every morning, get up, take a tablespoon of olive oil, mix it with some fresh squeezed lemon, cut the lemon open, a good ripe lemon off the tree, squeeze the lemon into the olive oil, get a really good quality, tasty olive oil, and drink it. And do that, and give yourself an hour. And if you can drink 2 tablespoons, do that. Make it simple. The minute you get up, drink that. And maybe add a teaspoon or two of salt in warm water, and down that too. Run into the shower, do your thing, and somewhere in the course of the next hour, if you've got that luxury before you have to run out the door to work, in that luxury of an hour, you're going to have a massive evacuation, better than you've ever had. Salt costs not even a penny. Olive oil costs not even a penny. Simple to do. So simple and such an enormous return. That extra bowel movement, that extra big one in the morning, that extra big one in the afternoon. If you can get an extra big one each day, you did really good. So there you are, thinking about your health and how you just have to make a move on this. You don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to buy a supplement. You don't have to do anything. You just have to look at the 15 things I've already said. Start there. Then, when you get the ball rolling, find the money to get under supervised care. Start investing more heavily. But you see, what you do is you say, I need heavy investment now. And since that's a pipe dream, and since you're not really there, you don't do anything, and you spin in this cycle. Do you know how many people I've seen in the last year that have said, Medici, I've been meaning to see you for years. I could just never get to it. And I know what that means. It means I've let my health go down the tube for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, because I was waiting for this great moment when some messiah is going to deliver me health in a reasonable way. That's a mistake. That's a mistake when there are all these little cost-cutting procedures for you to engage in. That means so much. And that extra bowel movement is one of them. How about dry brushing the skin? Get a boar's head bristle, organic brush. Get up in the morning and have your loved one scrub down your skin, or do it yourself. If no one loves you, love yourself. And remember, God loves you. In the end, it's between you and God. No one cares I'll agree with you. No one really cares. But God cares. There is a divine force that you can plug into that will deliver you. Work on that one. And whatever you get after that, that's gratuity. Hopefully you have a significant other that would lay their life down for you at a moment's breath. And those of you who do are blessed, but not all of you can say that. So you're going to remain angry at the world? No, you're going to understand that one thing everyone can access is God. Jesus loves you. That is the truth. You have to turn that into something functional in your life. Dry brush the skin. In the morning, take that dry brush and scrub down the skin until the whole skin is pink. Everything is pink. You know, Bernard Jensen, famous nutritionist, used to do a little trick with his patients. He used to say, buy yourself a big black rug, you know, like a floor mat. And each day, scrub your skin. And then look at what's on the black rug at the end of the week. And anyone that did that would attest to the reality that you shed like a snake each week. You can drop off enough dead skin on your body in a week. It will fascinate you. Do that. Have someone do it to you. Or do that and put on the clay. Those med body packs, the magma packs. Dry brush the skin, put them on your hands and feet and kidneys. Or come into one of the spas and have them teach you how to do that. But if you can't do that, hands and feet and kidneys, great places to try. Hands, feet, and kidneys after you've dry brushed your body and you've got the circulation going. Then go into, and I'm going to add to this now, if you have the luxury, the hot and cold system that you worked out in your home or in your vacation spot. So let's talk about hot, cold. One of the big ones, way up there at the top of the list for me, is the natural salt water jacuzzi and the natural salt water pool. And if you can't do that, the natural hot spring up and all over Ojai, all over the desert, all over the Southland. However you can access it, as much as you can access it, get into one of nature's hot springs and then dive into the ice stream and go into the hot spring and dive into the ice spring and bring your container of magma clay and put it on your hands and your feet and your back and let that clay bake you in the sun and then dive into the hot spring and then dive into the ice. Up in Ojai, they have them everywhere. They have waterfalls up there. They have waterfalls and they have lakes in the Santa Monica Mountains. Out in the desert, you've got tons of this. Do it once every 2 weeks. Do it once a month. Organize your backyard into your own health spa. That's reasonable. It's truly reasonable. An infrared sauna, a natural jacuzzi, meaning the water is not chlorinated garbage water. It's filtered water that's salinated with salt. And you've got lots of people that will set your jacuzzi up that way. If you've bought a house that's got a pool, revamp the pool. If not, put one in. You're 60, you're retired, you're thinking about the long term. You know that your health is important to you, and you're just about at the point where you'd rather invest in something that will buy you health rather than invest in what? Hospital care for some disease you didn't need to have. Easiest way, smart way to go is get the saltwater pool, get the saltwater jacuzzi or the infrared sauna. Have a garden, revamp the garden, start cultivating the soil in the garden to bring back an ecosystem rich. Our company's got loads of great agricultural assets for the soil. Make your backyard on the hard-earned land that you paid for. Turn it into a vibrant ecosystem. Grow a little bit of food. Grow a little bit of fruit. Make beautiful flowers that cause you all those endorphins and all that euphoric feeling with the best that nature has to offer. And then add to that hot-cold therapy. You don't have to go anywhere now. You don't have to go on vacation. Your backyard is a vacation, and it's every single day. I've done that myself personally. It's why I'm up in Malibu, because it's rich in that type of opportunity, and it doesn't cost as much as you think. And if you have a backyard with property, and many of you do, think that way. Let's keep going. Each day, one less carbohydrate meal. Just one. If you're a carboholic, you don't have to go cold turkey on the carbs. Just cut out one carb meal a day. Buy a better mattress. That's right. A better mattress. That lumpy old mattress that makes you sleep restlessly, that you just can't find the money for. But it's not the money. It's that we just, it's like going to the dentist. We don't like to go to the dentist, and so we put up with that tooth infection. We don't like to go out and spend money that we could spend on entertainment and good food and partying and vacation and our kids. We'll suffer through the night's sleep, and we'll lose more energy, so we lose more money in productivity over a year. And for the $600, $800, $1,000, or $1,500 bucks for a great mattress, we'll lose $10,000 in inefficiency. Buy yourself an extremely comfortable pair of shoes. Really? How many? I just don't understand. Somebody write into the show, please, and tell me why women wear shoes with 9-inch heels. I don't understand this. I'm missing this. Whether it's high heels, these big Amazonian feet stuffed into these tiny little high heels, and you take those shoes off when you get yourself tested, and I look at those feet, it's like bondage. It's like torture. Where and why would we do that to ourselves? Who are we kidding? Feet are beautiful if they're intended and used the way your body designed them to be used. Spread out, widened, so they can support your body. The sensuality you bring to yourself when you let that foot hit the floor and wide out, so you have your grace and elegance, is way beyond what an expensive high heel will ever give you. You look stupid in high heels. You do. And these 20-year-olds, or whoever they are, now they wear like these platforms. These 9-inch, it's like walking on two books. Take a book and tie it to your foot and just walk around like that. Why go out and spend $200 on shoes? Why would someone who's 5'2" want to be 5'10" walking around on stilts? I don't understand this. Throw that into the category with speed walking. Buy a cervical decompression machine, an inversion table, a cervical decompression machine. Look that up, cervical decompression machines, something to open up the flow of energy from your occiput to your first cervical vertebra to your second cervical vertebra. Decompress the upper cervical spine so the electricity from your brain can flow down your spine and into your organ systems. That's not voodoo. So let me repeat it again, since it's not voodoo. Buy a cervical decompression machine. Look it up. So that you can be taught and trained, or an inversion table, so that you can open up the spaces in the upper cervical spine. And when you do that, you'll enhance the flow of energy, of electricity, from your brain into your organ systems. Do that, and you'll feel better. It's one of the single most important biomechanical adjustments you can make in your life. So look at that. Look at all of this. You will have to listen to this show again. And if you're listening on radio right now, would you please get a computer and learn how to sign on to my website so you can hear the show again? How can you just do this in one setting? You can't get all this information. I have hundreds of you now that are downloading the show. It's on iTunes, so that means it's iPod usable. It's iPhone usable. You can download it for free. I don't charge anything for these shows. So you can hit the site once a month, download 4 shows, and disappear. You can listen to them in your car. You can listen to them at work. I make it easy for you, but you got to do it. You're getting ripped off if you don't understand that health is education. health is nonprofit education. These suggestions I've made today, for the most part, don't cost you anything. That's what you want to do. You want to get fundamentals. You want to get fundamentals, and you want to learn what herbs are really about. And if you'll take the time to do that, you'll get better money on high-quality herbs. You'll get a better return on your investment. You're new to the show? If you're just strumming the tunes on the radio, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. The website for you to get to is straighttalk.cc. Let's keep rolling. Buy a diary. Buy your favorite diary. And add into that diary each day. Make it a health journal. Find the best moment you had each day and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Write down on a separate sheet all your irrational worries. Get the irrational part of you on paper. That's right. Have your insanity thrown up onto the blackboard so we can take a look at it. So you can take a look at it. Write down your worries, write down your dreams, and ask yourself which page you want to be. If you're in a healing crisis, if you're in the journey of healing, then basically analyze that journey through a secret diary that nobody gets to see but you. Bore out of yourself a second person that won't tell anybody your little secrets. That's what a diary is, a health journal. Do it. Throw everything out. You can't get to the gym. You can't make lifestyle changes. You can't get any of the health stuff done. Guess what? Clean your house. Go into the garage or hire somebody to just throw it all out. Hire somebody to hold your hand to sit there as you strum through the papers so you can get organized. So many of you will not get healthy until you get organized. You know why? Because you're holding on to the past. You're holding on to your pain, and your pain is in all that garbage in your file cabinet, under the sink, in that tool shed. Your life and everything that happened to you that you don't want to let go of is stopping you from the life you really want, and you can't bring yourself to do it by yourself. So what you need to do is hire somebody. There's people everywhere that do this. They advertise everywhere to come into the house and watch you throw everything out. Would you believe that that's one of the singularly most important things you can do for your health? You can't move on until you get rid of the past. Rockin'. Each day, tell one more truth. We all hold it in, Mike. You know, we all hold it in. Who tells everybody what they're really thinking? Do you? I don't think so. Little kids do. Crazy people do. But other than that, we hold it in all day. And we don't know how much we suffer because we hold it in. We bring ourselves to an early grave because we hold it in. How about this? If this is you, if this makes sense, and you hold it in, sit back and on a sheet of paper, decide the one person that you're going to tell the one truth to that you didn't tell before. Tell one more truth every single day. Find one more thing to laugh at every single day. Find a virtue to your suffering. We all suffer. And it is of enormous entertainment to me that everybody thinks they're the only person that suffers. It's just really interesting to me as a doctor how you stay lost in your suffering. As if nobody else suffers. Well, if that's you, and you would know it's you, and that's the point. But what I'm going to ask you to do, all of you to do, if it applies to you, is find a virtue to your suffering. You've been burnt. You've been betrayed. You've been lied to. You've been ripped off. Find a virtue to it. Figure out how to convert chaos into opportunity. Don't be afraid to get angry. Don't be afraid to get nasty. Don't be afraid to go through the full gamut of your feelings, no matter how angry and violent those feelings might be. Let yourself have that so that you can come out finding a virtue to the process. Don't be afraid of that process or you'll hold on to it. If you can't say, I'm 50 years old, my life has not been good, but I see a way that all of this might make sense in the long run. If you can do that, you can heal. And if you can't do that, if you can't find a virtue to your suffering, you're going to stay stuck. Ask yourself what you'd do if you didn't have to think about money and take one step towards doing it. There's a practical way to start to connect to your dream. Just sit down and have somebody ask you, Joe, what would you do if you didn't have to think about money? Just tell me what you'd do. And when you answer that, I had a case years ago where a guy came in, a stockbroker. He had the big house, the boat, the kids. He had all these different issues. And underneath it all, he just wanted to teach other people how to sail a yacht. And the day he realized that, I saw his life change. And so many of us are like that. So many of us are not living the life we wanted to live. Take one step towards it. Just have that courage. I'll see you next week. Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Do it.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.